When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Biden is melting down, snapping at a reporter asking about recession fears, and he snaps back, you don't make things up. Apparently, Joe Biden doesn't believe that we're going to head into a recession and doesn't believe that things are actually bad right now. Many Democrats are now talking about invoking the 25th Amendment because they realize what a big liability Joe Biden has become. Now, I've said this before, don't take their bait. They made their bed, let them sleep in it. We knew that Joe Biden was clearly not capable cognitively of being the president, and they put him in office anyway. That was their decision. Because he fell off a bike doesn't mean you shouldn't be president. It just means it's an example, a metaphor of this dude. But when you see him get angry with a reporter asking and then having this meltdown because the reporter's asking about the recession, you have to understand something. Democrats realize now they're going to lose the midterms. The question is by how much. And they really understand now they got to find who's going to replace Joe Biden because they can't go into 2024 with Joe Biden being the guy. Which is why they are now talking about maybe getting rid of him. He's now become their useful idiot who's no longer useful. Now, we're going to talk about that a little bit more in a moment. But before we get to that, there is a video that's been released. And it is a video that the Navy released, meaning that you paid for it. The Navy has released a new instructional video that we have gotten our hands on. Now, this was supposed to be internal for those within the Navy. We got our hands on this, and it is truly unbelievable. The Navy released their new instructional video on proper gender pronouns. Now, the dude on the left in the video has got his rainbow shirt on. The chick on the right, she's got her, you know, I'm gay shirt on with a blazer. And then behind them, they have pronouns that is in the gay colors. And then there's a bunch of dudes and chicks that are of all ethnicities, races, afros, with head turbans, the whole shebang up there. And under them, it says their preferred pronouns. Now, this has been released, okay? And your tax dollars are paying for this. But first, I want to take a quick moment to tell you about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. You know what's going on in the economy. You know what's happening on Wall Street. And you know what's going on with inflation. So are you protecting your hard-earned dollars, your assets? Do you have a hedge against inflation? Are you terrified every day that you've lost a massive amount of money when the stock market is having these crazy drops? Well, are you diversified? And if you are diversified, you don't have to worry as much. That's where Legacy Precious Metals comes in. Legacy Precious Metals can help you have a blueprint to protect your hard-earned dollars. As interest rates go up, inflation goes up, Democrats are trying to raise taxes, and a skyrocketing national debt. Now is a time for you to take a look at protecting your dollars and controlling your future with gold and precious metals. A lot of people move to gold and precious metals during times like these. It is a hedge against inflation. It's a way to protect your assets. And right now you can call Legacy Precious Metal and get the free investor's guide. Make sure you call them and see if gold and precious metals is right for you and your retirement. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also, want to remind you, please make sure that you auto-download or subscribe our podcast right now so you get it every day for free. Now, what is a pronoun? Well, it's a 3-minute and 46-minute video. I'm going to let you hear part of it. And this is now our Navy. Are we ready to go to war? Or apparently not. Our enemies are going to watch this, and they're going to realize they should and can do whatever the hell they want to do right now, because this is now America, where our Navy is releasing these types of videos. Listen carefully. The first person speaking is the dude. The second person speaking, I think, is the chick.
Hi, my name is Johnny, and I use he, him pronouns.
Hi, and I'm Conchi, and I use she, her pronouns.
And we're here to talk about pronouns.
What is a pronoun? A pronoun is how we identify ourselves apart from our name, and it's also how people refer to us in conversations.
Using the right pronouns is a really simple way to affirm someone's identity. It is a signal of acceptance and respect.
If it's a signal of acceptance and respect, how do we go about creating a safe space for everybody?
That's a good question.
By the way, we're talking about the Navy. The Navy, the United States military, is now talking about having safe spaces that you'll feel safe and comfortable before we send people off to war by making sure that you pronounce people's names correctly. No. That you give them the right, I should say, pronouns that they demand of you. And if you don't, you are now a bigot and anti-LGBTQIA, whatever the hell else you want to add in there. Now, they say that if you don't do this, that you don't respect a human being. So if a dude walks up to me and the dude says, I identify as a woman, you must call me a woman or she or her, and I say no because you're clearly a dude that has a penis, I am now a racist, bigot, homophobe, anti-LGBTQ, whatever they can throw at you. And the Navy is now telling you that we have become so wussified by the Democrats in charge that we now want soldiers who go into unsafe places in theory for a living, that we want to give them a safe place for their pronouns. Does anyone think we can win a war with these people running our military? And when I say these people, I'm talking about the Democratic leadership. I'm not talking about the LGBTQIA community. I'm literally talking about the leadership of the Democratic Party. When you look at a guy like Joe Biden and all these others, I mean, we're supposed to take health advice, by the way, now from a dude that dresses like a chick every day at Health and Human Services. Don't forget that. And now you have the Navy telling their warriors, make sure you use the right pronoun or you're a big meanie.
A really good way to do that is to use inclusive language. Instead of saying something like, hey, guys, you can say, hey, everyone, or hey, team.
Yeah, and now that you say that, another way that we could show that we're allies and that we accept everybody is to maybe include our pronouns in our emails, or, like we just did, introduce ourselves using our pronouns.
But what would I do if I misgender someone?
What do I do if I misgender someone? So we've just created a problem out of thin air. What do I do? You should identify yourself when you intro yourself so that people will make sure they get it right. You should really make sure that you would do it the right way by identifying, hi, my name is Ben, and I identify as he or him. Right? I identified as a man with a penis. That's now apparently how you're supposed to introduce yourself to others so that we don't get it wrong. Because if you otherwise, you're going to get it wrong and then you're going to offend somebody. So what do we do if we offend somebody, right? What if you accidentally use the wrong pronouns? Well, the first thing you got to do is recognize that you did it, but it's not the end of the world. They have advice for this that your tax dollars paid for in this video. Listen.
I think the first thing to recognize is that it's not the end of the world. You correct yourself and move on, or you accept the correction and move on. The most important thing I can tell you is do not put the burden of making you feel good about your mistake on the person that you just misgendered.
Oh, thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, and another tip for you to remember their pronoun next time, it's in your mind, kind of go through a progression of three good things about the person using their pronoun. So let's say the person chooses to use they, then you will in your mind go, they have a nice shirt, they have a nice smile, they are really smart. So that kind of sticks in your brain.
There you go, folks. So that's our Navy. Our Navy releasing a new instructional video on gender, proper gender pronouns and how to remember those genders, because this is everything now. Now, don't expect the person who that you misidentified as the wrong gender to make you feel better when you screw up. All right. They want you to make sure you understand that. Right. That's it. You got it. You have to understand that their job is not to make you feel better. Their job is to make you understand that you screwed up and that you are the one that made the mistake and you are the one that needs to fix this. Don't expect them to make you feel better. Why would you ever think that they would help you feel better? That is not their job. Do they have more advice? You betcha they do. They just getting started. They are just getting started. Got to make sure we get that pronoun right.
That is so helpful. I want to know, what would I do if I want to know someone's gender identity or pronouns?
The most important thing is do not pressure anybody into giving you their pronouns. Some people may be going through the process of discovery and they are not ready yet to tell you what their pronouns are, and that's okay.
So I should just lead with my pronouns and they may follow or not. And if they don't, then I can just continue to use gender neutral language.
Yes.
Okay, let's just step back here. I'm not supposed to assume that someone has a gender while talking to them until they tell me what their gender is. And then I must accept their gender once they tell me what it is, even if it's clearly the opposite sex of what they identify as, which at this point you would say would make them kind of crazy. Hey, Diaz, do you got all this? My producer in there's laughing, beating the desk. I hate you. See, I have to deal with this crap, and he just gets to laugh at it like everybody should be, but this is our tax dollar. So Diaz, I want to, I guess, officially apologize for assuming that your pronouns are he or him, because you've never done that. And if you need time to decide what your pronouns are, then I guess you should just let me know, but I shouldn't pressure you only when you're ready. He says he hasn't decided yet today. So can you change them daily? Apparently you can, because Diaz just said that's what he's doing. He's waiting. Every day is going to be different. So every day I need to come in. I need to identify myself as, hi, I'm Ben, your boss. I am a he or a him. What are you today? Because apparently you can just every single day, based on what my producer just said, decide what your pronouns are. And those pronouns can change anytime you want them to change. And the Navy has decided that this was so important, they spent your tax dollars to make this informative video.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to go back to the best part of this whole entire video so far. And that is the Navy saying, you mess this up. Don't expect anybody to make you feel better because you're the one that's evil and you're the one that did all the harm. And so don't expect the person that you use the wrong pronouns on to make you feel better. Right? That's their thing. They also say that you can't just assume that this is simple, that you can just, you know, that people have pronouns. Some people haven't decided their pronouns yet, whether they're a dude or a chick or non-binary, whatever the hell they identify as. So you're just going to have to be patient until they figure it out. Now, by the way, if you are a man, I'm going to refer to you as him or he. I'm not going to sit here and try to make you live in a world that is not reality by putting myself in a place where I should worry about what the hell you think about me getting your pronoun wrong from what you want it to be instead of the reality of what it actually is. If you're a chick, I will refer to you as a chick. If you're a dude, I'll refer to you as a dude. If you want to play dress up, that's your decision. Now, I'm not going to do it in a mean way either. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, right? I'm not trying to attack you. I'm not trying to be mean to you, all right? I'm not trying to mock you either, but I'm not going to sit there. If I'm in a store or I'm meeting with somebody or I'm having a debate with somebody and they're clearly a dude, I'm not going to call them a chick because it's insulting to my intelligence and you're insulting me at that point. So there, I just flipped the tables on you. You shouldn't expect me to make you feel better, by the way, okay? You shouldn't expect me to make you feel better about your decision to insult me. Right. I am not going to back down on this one. I'm not going to, by the way, and I'm not going to lie to my kids either in front of, more importantly, I'm not going to lie to my kids in front of, you know, in front of them and tell them that a dude is somehow a chick when clearly a chick is a chick and a dude is a dude. I'm not going to confuse my kids and indoctrinate them to this type of BS. But this is the Navy, right? The land of people that are supposed to not have... they're talking about giving these people in the Navy a safe place. I don't want to go to war, and I mean this sincerely, with a bunch of people that need a safe space for pronouns, because I have a feeling they're not going to perform very well in Afghanistan or Iraq and when they're undertaking fire or killing terrorists. And I think every one of you should agree with me on that point. If you're needing a safe place for pronouns, you probably need to not be in the Navy. Now, some people are going to say, well, Ben, that's just so mean. I don't think that's mean. I think that's being intellectually honest. Not everybody's cut out for every different job. We know that, too, by the way. Not every single person should do or can do every single job. And if you are this confused about your pronouns or your pronouns are this important to you, then you probably shouldn't be anywhere close to serving in the military. I know there's going to be people who think, oh, well, that's just so mean. I don't think it's mean. I think I'm helping you. Now, the Navy released in this video, they're not done yet. They have even more to tell you. Listen.
Just to share something with you that happened the other day at a cookout I was at, we were talking about pronouns, and somebody...
I have a hard time buying this, by the way, that she's randomly at a cookout the other day, and randomly at this cookout, they were talking about pronouns. I have a really, really, really hard time buying that crap. But let's just go with it.
Was disagreeing with how different people see themselves as different pronouns, and the argument was, if you look like a female, then it's she, her, because that's what's normal, and if you make me call you something else, then you're infringing on my rights. And I was really taken aback by the comment, and I really wasn't sure how to respond, and the only thing I could really think quickly to say was, it's not about you at all, and it's mostly and ultimately about respect.
It is about respect. That's an important point to make. And I think you did the right thing. I think it's important to keep it short and simple. What I would have said to help...
Let me ask this question. If I looked at these people at this pool party and I said, I identify as a dolphin, should people have to refer to me as a dolphin? If I go outside today and I'm white, and I say I identify as black, should people have to identify and respect my opinion, right? Respect me to the point where they actually say, "No, you know, what's up? You're my African American friend." Where do we draw the line on that? Where does that line stop? Where does that line of insanity where you say I don't have to play the game of crazy? Because if you tell people now, this is about, all of this is about their happiness, right? This is all about them. Now, they're telling you that you have to make them happy. You have to allow them to identify as who they are. Well, that could mean that you identify as being, and I'm not being sarcastic, I'm being serious at this point, you're identifying as being a horse. You're identifying as being a whale. What if you identify as being a chipmunk? What if you identify as being a dog, right? Can I say, well, you're crazy? No, apparently I'm supposed to just say, totally understand. You are amazing. Oh my gosh, you're brilliant. Everything you say is right. And I am so sorry I did not refer to you as a unicorn. The Navy's not done. There's more.
Help them understand better is to talk about mispronouncing names. For example, my name is Johnny, spelled J-O-N-Y. And it's normal for someone to pronounce my name like Joni. But if I were to tell you over and over again, my name is Johnny, and you insist on mispronouncing my name, I would feel disrespected by you. Some names are very difficult to pronounce, but do you know what is very easy?
By the way, I'm okay with that point because that has nothing to do with altering someone's sex to make them feel better, knowing that you're lying to them while you're doing it and lying to yourself and your beliefs, right? Like, if I get somebody's name wrong all the time, it is disrespectful. It is rude. And if you do it because that is straight up rude, I agree. But that has nothing to do with transgender or pronouns. That has to do with mispronouncing someone's name. I've had people call me by the wrong name, right? You can get away with it first couple times. After that, I'm going to treat you like you're an idiot. And I'm going to call you out probably pretty hardcore in front of other people. And because my name's pretty simple, Ben is not a hard one. But if you are deliberately mispronouncing it, right? And I guess you're deliberately mispronouncing it because you want to, you know, screw with somebody or show dominance over them or whatever it may be. That has nothing to do with pronouns, which is somehow what they tried to equate in the Navy.
Easy to pronounce. She, he, they.
Oh, okay. So there you go. What is easy to pronounce if you can't pronounce their name is she, he, they. Now, this show called NAVS Speaks, which is the Navy Speaks. NAV Speaks is here to apparently help you understand what is a pronoun, and the Navy says this is the instructional video for everyone in the Navy to listen to understand, so that you can understand where we're headed in the future. This is, I guess you could say, the future of pronouns. Now, I'm not mocking this as much as I'm disgusted by it. Okay, I'm not mocking this as much as I think, give me a break. This is what world leaders are going to witness. They're going to watch this and they're going to realize how weak America is. America is incredibly weak if this is what we are selling to the world about America. If our fighting force is spending, I mean, I want you to think about this. These 5 minutes of this video, plus Lord knows what other worksheets or conversations or kumbaya moments they're going to have talking about all of this, right? How much time are they wasting actually preparing to fight terrorists and to fight our enemies around the world? How much time is spent on this political BS that should have never been spent on this? Because they are obsessed with making you submit. Think about it.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to switch gears into this total meltdown that happened by Joe Biden today, and clearly he is angry and unhinged. It was a meltdown. Biden snapping at reporters asking about the recession fears. He actually yelled at reporters, said, "Don't make things up." Now, Joe is, you know, kind of irritated and angry right now because he realizes he has the lowest approval rating of his entire political career. And the president snapped at a reporter after he was asked by her about the fears of an economic recession. Now, the president's on vacation, which is basically what he's been on for the last year, as he spent time with his family. For the, quote, Juneteenth holiday, they wanted to make sure that you knew that. This reporter asked about the growing number of economists who are voicing concerns that a recession was more likely than ever. I would say we are in a recession right now. They're just refusing to call it that yet. They're trying to hold on to calling it a recession, I guess, until after the election. Now, you are going to have a hard time hearing the reporter, so I wanted you to know the context. This reporter says, hey, there's a growing number of economists voicing concerns a recession is more likely than ever, Mr. President. Now, I'm going to play this, and I want you to listen to the president's angry response to the question.
I think the recession's even more likely than ever.
Not the majority of them aren't saying that. Come on, don't make things up, okay? Now you sound like a Republican politician. I'm joking. That was a joke. That was a joke. But all kidding aside, no, I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. Come on, you're making that up. And then he realized he crossed the line. His handler was like, oh, crap, this is a friendly. This is like a liberal in the media who asked you this question, Mr. President. You don't want to go after them. They'll come after you. You got to. And then he goes, oh, I'm kidding, right? You notice he backed down there a little bit because he realized when he gritted his teeth that he was staring at her like, you idiot. And they're pretty much like, and then he's like, I'm just kidding. You're not a Republican. Ha, 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 right? Just kidding. Play it again. Listen carefully.
I promise. The recession's even more likely than ever.
Not the majority of them aren't saying that. Come on, don't make things up, okay?
Come on, don't make things up, okay? Come on, the majority of them aren't saying it. Has he talked to every economist out there? I'm curious. Of course not. He's on vacation. In fact, I think if you talk to the majority of economists, they would say probably recession is looming unless they're political hacks. You don't talk to the president this way. Come on, don't make things up.
Now you sound like a Republican politician. I'm joking. That was a joke. That was a joke. But all kidding aside, no, I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. Right? I'm joking. I'm just joking here. Ha, ha, ha. After I bite your head off. Now, why is the president so angry? I can tell you why. Gas prices continue to go up. You know, Eric Swalwell, the guy that literally slept with the enemy, spies from China, was on TV this morning saying, quote, Biden can address gas prices without going to Saudi Arabia and meeting with the Saudi leadership. He's taking now fire from his own party. His own party now is trying to basically figure out, how do we get rid of this guy? You know, I go back to 2019 and I'll remind you what Joe Biden actually said when he was asked about, is China eating our lunch? Listen, 2019, this is Joe Biden, a way more competent Joe Biden about U.S.-China relations. Listen.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east. I mean, in the west, they can't figure out how they're going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system. I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
They're not competition for us. That was Joe Biden in 2019. Now, why was he saying that at the time? Probably because he knew that his family was making millions of dollars off Chinese energy and Chinese companies. Now, I go back to what I said a moment ago about Joe Biden becoming unhinged, because I do think he has really now become angry and paranoid at the fact that he now has Democrats. And I played for you a couple days ago on our podcast that audio of Don Lemon talking about the president's competency, right? His fitness to be president. Democrats are furious that the president won't say that he's not going to run for re-election. He keeps saying he's going to run for re-election. Clearly, I don't think he can handle the job. That's another part of this, right? Like there's several different aspects of this. Okay, there's several different parts of this that people need to understand. And so when you listen to this and you hear it, I think it's pretty clear what we all hear is that the president's now becoming frustrated. Now, let me play for you Eric Swalwell. This is the guy that slept with a Chinese spy for years, giving who knows what secrets to her, right? And he's going to lecture the country about having bad or good relations with Saudi Arabia and saying the White House should not be meeting with a Saudi crown prince, a guy that, you know, decided to go and kill a reporter who he didn't like and dismember his body. Remember all of that from the Washington Post. So now the president's like, wait, what's going on, man? Wait, you got Republicans are attacking me and Democrats are attacking me. Why? Because the Democrats have found out that their useful idiots no longer useful. Listen to this.
To Saudi Arabia coming up next month. We heard from the president today. He said his meetings will include the crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman. His energy secretary says her understanding is that they will be meeting one-on-one, but still waiting for some clarity on that. After the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018, you wrote an op-ed for Newsweek. The title, America Doesn't Need Allies Who Torture and Murder Journalists. You called for President Trump then to pull the Treasury Secretary from a conference in Riyadh. And you wrote this, America must not validate the Riyadh regime with our presence while this vile situation remains unsolved. So should President Biden be meeting or having a meeting that includes MBS?
I don't like it. I wouldn't do it if I was president, but I respect that we're in a global inflation. Energy prices are soaring worldwide. And the Saudis, you know, control a lot of the oil, and he has to do what's best for the American people and our allies in Europe. I think you can do that without meeting with the crown prince, but, you know, I'll leave it to President Biden. But I'll tell you, I don't like it. And I think American exceptionalism was on display when Vladimir Putin went in to Ukraine and we stitched together an alliance of not just Europe and NATO, but Japan, Australia and others to push back on Russia. And so I think relying on our, you know, good faith alliances and people, you know, who are honorable and show moral integrity is more important to take on these crises than an unscrupulous actor like the crown prince. And if the president's going to meet with him, Victor, I hope that we can make some progress on accountability for what happened to Jamal Khashoggi.
All right. Congressman Eric Swalwell, always good to have you. Thank you.
Now, I love this, by the way, because now the Democrats are saying, all right, how do we get rid of this guy? Democrats are even talking about the 25th, talking about the president, you know, falling off the bike. And there were actual Democrats who said, all right, maybe we need to invoke the 25th. Maybe he is incompetent. They know he's incompetent. They know he's not a good president. They know he's destroying the Democratic Party, and they know that he's going to drag down the entire ticket come the midterm elections. Many Democrats have said off the record to me that this blanking $5, $6 gallon gasoline will destroy the Democratic Party because, and they sold out the crazy first, right? The Democrats that were not crazy sold out to the crazies with Green New Deal, Green Alternative Energy, Solyndra, and all this other crap since Biden was the vice president and Barack Obama was the president. They sold out to all this crap, and they thought it would help them get elected because that's the only thing this is about is elections. But now they're realizing it's hurting them when you have $5 gallon gas. Like, when gas is cheap, and you can scream, but we're ruining the economy, which is exactly what Democrats did, and they could run on the issue when Donald Trump was the president and say, oh, he's going to destroy America, and he's going to destroy our water and waterways and our ground and our soil and everything else with this horrible pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline. It became so political. They could raise money off it, and they did. They raised a lot of money, actually, off of it. It was a brilliant move for them to raise all of this money. But now the chickens have come home to roost. I mean, you got to go back to what was actually said by Donald Trump when he said, if you elect this guy, you are going to have $6, $7 gallon gas. It's going to happen. And people said he's crazy and he's fear-mongering. He's making up crap. We are there, folks. Like, this is where we are now. Why do you think Donald Trump said it? Because Trump understood it. Trump got it, right? They mocked him for it, but Trump understood it and Trump got it. You know, I go back to even early this month. Miami drivers say gas prices would definitely impact how they are going to vote in the midterms in 2022 as well as 2024. And MSNBC had a cringeworthy moment where they walked up to a driver at the gas pump just the other day, and this is what was said. Listen.
Green car, an electric car, hybrid car.
All right, two-pronged question for you, Wayne. Okay. The first one is this, and Katie makes a great point. The fact that we are seeing gas prices impact people's pocketbooks so much right now, would that change how you're considering voting for the next election, whether it's congressional later this year or presidential a couple of years down the road?
Definitely, definitely. I just know that one administration had cheaper gas, and this administration has more expensive gas.
And this is a bottom line, strictly financial conclusion for you.
I mean, it's a housing market. It's everything you previously mentioned. I mean, gas is a big part of it. But, I mean, right now we're...
I love this. And then they immediately end it with a guy, because that's not what they wanted to hear, right? They probably profiled the guy getting out of the car, thought they could convince him that they could get something else. Welcome to live TV. And he's like, dude, this is all I know is there's one guy who's one way and one guy's another. Now, they even tried this again, by the way, with another person that walked up and a Tennessee resident. They walked up, found an African-American guy, and they found another Tennessee resident in Chattanooga that weighed in on Biden's gas hike. And I'm sure they didn't think they were going to get this response either. Listen.
Chattanooga resident Derek Hodge is pessimistic about prices getting better at the pump, saying he doesn't expect anything to get better for the next 2 to 3 years. He credited both the war in Ukraine and the Biden administration as the reasons behind increased prices.
It's ridiculous on gas prices right now. I think for right now, it's going to keep on climbing. Ever since Biden got back in office, that's when gas prices went up. We need Trump back, I think.
We need Trump there, I think. That was not what he was supposed to say, right? You profile somebody, you go to the right community, right? African-American community. You find somebody you think would probably in profile that voted for Democrats or Biden. And this dude understands it. Hey, all I know is when Trump was back in, when he was in office, things were good with my gas prices. And once he left and this Biden got in there, you guys went from a dollar and change all the way up to five and change. People are not going to put up with this crap for much longer. I'm telling you. And this idea that you were going to blame Putin, it seems to be falling now on deaf ears for the average Americans, which is exactly why you have Joe Biden's approval rating now at the lowest it's ever been in his presidency, down in Jimmy Carter lows. Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto-download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.